5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So as time goes on, the CIA is continuing to have documents declassified about various operations they've worked at. And there are some who keep track of the things they've done, which happened so long ago, for the most part, people go, huh, that's weird.
Sure.
But you don't really think about it.
It's always a bummer, though, because they release the items that aren't classified anymore, but they're still heavily redacted.
Yeah.
So it's basically a black page.
Yeah.
So much stuff is...
Yeah.
What's the point?
Right? So they... were accused of conducting numerous non-human UFO retrieval missions, and they had some of their Area 51 secrets revealed, but those secrets were tame compared to some of the items that showed up on Monday in a Reddit thread where people talked about the CIA operations they were privy to. Let's start with this one. In the 1960s, at a cost of about $20 million, which, I know, $20 million feels like a drop in the bucket now, but it's not now, and it certainly wasn't in the 1960s.
No.
At the cost of $20 million, a veterinary surgeon was working on Project Acoustic Kitty. What did he do? Any guesses?
Acoustic Kitty?
Implanted a microphone and a small radio transmitter into a cat with the idea that it would eavesdrop on enemies of the state. It did not work out well. In fact, a report claims the cat was hit and killed by a taxi almost immediately after its release.
Oh, no. Oh, pretty cat. Oh,
that audio must have been great. Hey, get out of the way!
That's like the falcon that got released and then hit by a truck immediately.
Also, you can't do that with a cat. They don't train. They don't do things.
Well, plus, you know, back in the 60s, they tried to hide it as best they could, but the cat had like a 3-foot whip antenna on the back of it.
Yeah, it looked like an anti-aircraft truck.
Yeah. Yeah.
They put a field phone in it. Like, okay.
At least they came up with a great name, Operation Acoustic Kitty.
Acoustic Kitty. Okay. So It didn't work.
It echoes in there. In the 1950s, one person wrote, the CIA conducted research to figure out which sort of myths and superstitions the Philippine people had. They discovered that Filipinos were overwhelmingly, in the 50s, afraid of vampires. So they disrupted a group that was getting some power by snatching a local man. This is the CIA. Murdering him. Uh-oh. And then putting teeth marks on his neck. And then they hung him upside down for his friends to find out, which terrified the village and quelled the wildness.
Wow. I hope they at least did that to one of the bad guys.
Well, it was their opinion that it was one of the bad guys. This was all part of an effort to elect Ramon Magsaysay as president, who basically acted as a puppet. The CIA wrote his speeches and directed his policy.
That's kind of cool.
Wow.
I mean, bummer for the guy who died by a vampire, but...
Here in America, we're cool if we do that to another country.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not great, but
What year was that?
It was in the 60s.
That was in the 50s.
50s. Yeah. It's like with the olden times.
Yeah, I'm sure we don't do anything now.
No. Everything's on the up and up.
We're certainly not in any part of the world where we don't belong.
Yeah, just try a little democracy. Take a sip. You might like it. How about this? Operation Sea Spray.
Beginning oh, that's, on, that, that's that really nice shampoo line that they created,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. It's dry shampoo.
Yeah.
On September 26th, 1950, the crew of a U.S. Navy minesweeper ship spent 6 days spraying Soradia Marquesans into the air about 2 miles off the Northern California coast. The project was called Operation Sea Spray, as its aim was to determine the susceptibility of a big city like San Francisco to a bioweapon attack by terrorists.
What is the chemical that they sprayed? I'm assuming chemical.
Something that they could Serratia track, I assume.
Marquesans.
Okay. So I'm assuming... Well,
not surprisingly.
No, I won't assume that that is a perfectly safe...
Yeah, they probably used actual humans bad thing. Stuff, right?
At the time, they definitely thought that Serratia couldn't harm humans.
Oh, so what was it, like 100% asbestos or something?
The bug mostly was known for the red spots it produced on infested foods and had not been widely linked to clinical conditions. That changed 1 week after the test when 11 local residents checked into Stanford University Hospital complaining of urinary tract infections, and they couldn't find a link between any of them. One of the people ended up dying. Some have suggested that the release forever changed the area's microbial ecology. That sounds
wow.
right.
You wouldn't want to use something that was benign.
Right.
That just was, you know, like mist and food coloring. Huh. Let's use an agent.
So in an effort to find out what the effect of a major chemical warfare attack would be, they basically just... dropped a chemical warfare attack.
A minor chemical attack. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just see.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm starting to buy that Illuminati stuff we heard earlier.
Yeah.
Number four. In the 1980s, I believe one person ended up dying. That was the previous one. It said, the papers describe something called astral projection. They brought a psychic in and placed an envelope with coordinates and a time frame on it. They asked him to describe what he saw. He described a dying planet where people had left to discover a new place where they could populate. It was revealed that the envelope contained coordinates on Mars in the distant past. It got much more in depth where he described large structures, and it's not very long and much of a read. That took place in the 80s. Its failures, however, didn't stop the Russian scientists from trying to train people to contact aliens using psychic abilities in a program that started in the late 80s and ended in the 2000s.
That seems way too recent.
That's like Stranger Things.
Yeah,
it is. That kind of astral projection type of idea.
1-800-947-3979.
Yeah, what CIA secrets do you know?
Yeah, right. Serratia, I was saying it wrong, is a bacteria, apparently, the one that caused the UTIs, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
How about Operation Northwoods? According to ABC News, America's top military leaders reportedly drafted plans to kill innocent people and commit acts of terrorism in U.S. cities in order to create public support for a war against Cuba.
They're getting more believable.
Yeah.
Well, we certainly got into Iraq with some erroneous war drums.
Mm-hmm.
Codenamed Operation Northwoods, the plans reportedly included the possible assassination of Cuban folks who had come to the United States, sinking boats of Cuban refugees on the high seas, hijacking planes, blowing up a U.S. ship, and even orchestrating violent terrorism in U.S. cities. Analyzing these five stories are just the very tip of the iceberg when it comes to crazy things the CIA and American government have tried to do in secret over the years. So when you hear that, what does that make you think about?
Well, it makes me think that everything is plausible all of the time. that nothing is real.
There's a reason like 40% of the people think the government had something to do with 9/11.
Oh, yeah. This is, yeah. I mean, this is the reason why there's wars in the world. It's not regular people. Like, regular Americans don't have a problem with regular Russians.
Right.
Or anything else. It's all the governments that do all this idiotic stuff. Stupid.
I liked when the CIA, we heard about, like, them dropping condoms that were labeled extra large condoms, labeled small, and dropping them in the USSR to make the men feel bad.
Yeah.
Let's get back to just humiliating.
Yeah,
people,
I love humiliating propaganda. Like, let's do more of that. That's funny stuff.
Yeah.
I can think they have small penises.
Did that really happen? Is that something we did?
I mean, allegedly it really happened.
Yeah, they wanted them to think that the Americans were big, huge, strong guys with big dongs.
We can't fight America and their big, meaty dongs.
If their dongs are that big, they must be like 8 feet tall. Like, everyone's like Shaq.
Let's see. I'm cold reading this one, so good luck. A CI operative, Project Azorian, was to retrieve the remains of the Soviet Gulf-class ballistic missile submarine K-129. It sank to the bottom of the North Pacific while on patrol, resting on the seafloor 3 miles down. They believed the salvage operation had the potential to retrieve nuclear missiles and nuclear torpedoes, code books, and cryptographic gear from the wreck. But the Soviets patrolled the spot to prevent the Americans from doing just that, from getting their technology,
sure,
which makes sense. The CIA was ordered by Henry Kissinger to collaborate with Howard Hughes to set up a false flag deep sea mining concern, which involved the construction of a huge purpose-built ship called the USS Hughes Glomar Explorer. It had the outward appearance of a deep sea mining vessel, but concealed inside was an enormous moon pool with a giant claw that would be lowered down to grab the wreck and pull it to surface, like the Claw Game.
Whoa.
But 3 miles of cable. They did snag the wreck, allegedly, but the claw suffered a malfunction, just like the Claw Game at everyone's bowling alley.
When it dropped it?
Halfway up, causing a portion of the hull to fall back to the seafloor. The details of that portion of the hull that was actually recovered and what exactly has been found has never been disclosed. Kissinger then authorized a second attempt, but before it could be effected, the LA Times broke the story about the operation, allegedly sourced that the memo was part of a cache of documents stolen from Hughes' office some months prior. The remains of 6 Soviet submariners were recovered, and also part of the hull, including intact nuclear torpedoes and the sonar dome, and part of the hull containing the nuclear tip missiles, code books, and other stuff were allegedly gotten.
That's kind of rad.
Yeah, I like that.
The Claw Game?
Yeah.
So we're on board with the Claw Game.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, that's a, yeah, it's a claw game. Retrieving technology.
I'm not super
That's what I expect them to do. That's the kind of thing I expect them to do. Figure out how to steal the other people's tech.
Not so much on board with the fake vampire murders of the Philippines in the 50s.
That one was
weird.
Yeah,
or probably, you know, poisoning people who live on the West Coast.
But the Mars one I kind of like, where you're trying to contact old Martians from the past.
I kept seeing stuff on TikTok over the summer about like the astral projection, and there's documents on, I guess, teaching you how to do it and stuff like that. I don't know. I could be
what does
totally
that do?
Wrong.
What is astral projection?
That's where you
yeah, that's what we were talking about.
See things on Mars.
Oh,
the following is
it's like Stranger Things.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
The following is an example of something the CIA gave out to people about how to commit simple sabotage while working with the Russians. So if you could get undercover, ways to drive them crazy. 1, demand written orders for all tasks. 2, misunderstand all orders. Ask endless questions or engage in long correspondence about the orders. Quibble over parts that don't matter. 3, do everything possible to delay the delivery of the orders. Even though parts of an order may be ready beforehand, don't deliver it until it's completely ready. 4, Do not order new working materials if your current stocks have been virtually exhausted, so that the slightest delay in filling your order will mean they will shut down. And it goes on from there, intentionally making everything as hard as possible. Mm-hmm. So basically, the U.S. government trained them to be Colin Robinson yeah. on What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah. Trained them to be every person I exchange emails with.
Right. Yeah. This, or that we have meetings with. This meeting was an email.
Yeah.
It's our old Soviet fallback people. Like, that's it. That's who we're dealing with. Who send us emails. They're all old Soviets.
This text from Flint. You guys should look into the Got Milk ad campaign.
Ooh,
okay, we all know
I'm
that
on board,
one, right?
Oh, well, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, Big Milk is all there.
I've heard something about that.
You have?
I need to refresh my memory, but I think.
Okay. You guys should look into the Got Milk ad campaign. He says, I watched something online about it. Well, then it must be true.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. If it's online, for sure.
Long story short, Prohibition turned bars into ice cream parlors. And ice cream turned into the hangout social event back in the Prohibition era. World War II ended, and ice cream evolved into something to bring to the troops. When World War II ended, the government stepped in to help out the dairy farmers and bought all the extra milk they were no longer using to send overseas.
Yeah.
Years later, the government has turned a lot of the milk to cheese and needed to offload it somehow, but was still buying milk that they had no use for. So the Got Milk campaign was a psychological campaign to get everyone to drink more milk. Pizza chains now had signs that said, now with more cheese, all in an effort to increase demand of dairy so the government could stop buying it.
Oh, yeah, there's like caves somewhere that have tons of leftover cheese from that.
Like World War II cheese?
I think
it'd be gone.
Or it's just all sorts of extra cheese. Maybe. But yeah, there's caves somewhere in like Missouri or something with a bunch of cheese. I listened to a podcast about the dark history of government cheese.
That would explain why they wanted to give out government cheese. I mean.
That would explain it.
Yeah.
Gosh,
yeah.
I want to say, no, that's not true.
Right? I'm telling you what I'm telling you.
You believe it, don't you?
I fully believe it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I 100% believe that.
Oh, no.
Why not? I mean, why not? We've got all this surplus milk. Helps out the farmers and it helps out the government. Let's get people to drink milk.
There is something to that. Do you think the Egg Council is real or is that another government psyop? You're shaking your head yes, like of course the egg is a government psyop.
Almost all of these things that are farmed are subsidized.
What about when they say, meat, it's what's for dinner?
Yeah. Well, at the very least, that's a really strong beef lobby.
mean, yeah, that's definitely true.
You know, the beef industry is definitely lining someone's pockets.
There's also caves of beef hidden.
I don't think there's caves of anything
beef
hidden.
Caves?
There's definitely cheese caves.
Oh, I would love to find, like, the Great Missouri Beef Caves.
Yeah, you think that'd be good? I think it would smell terrible. I think you could find the beef cave or the cheese cave.
I mean,
sits well at room temperature.
You've never been to the Beef Cave Hot Wings?
I've been to the Beef Cave on a small scale.
The hard part's
opening
the tarps at the front.
But not the grand scale. Yeah, I mean, I've never seen like that much beef all at once. Yeah.
Look up cheese caves and food surpluses.
You bet your ass.
Hundreds of feet below the ground in Missouri. It's where the government currently stores 1.4 billion pounds of cheese.
Okay, you can tour it. Modern Farmer says, yes, the government really does stash billions of pounds of cheese.
Oh, okay.
It's like the catacombs of America.
Yeah.
So if you go to like Rome.
Sure.
And go to the Vatican, their catacombs have popes and dead leaders and treasure.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of stupid government cheese next to the Ozarks.
We got all kinds of stuff that's cool in caves here. Like locally in the gypsum mines, they store beer now.
That's true.
There are like salt mines near Detroit where they store extra vehicles and stuff.
They do?
Yeah.
For what? What are we going to do with those later? Like, what are we going to do with the meat cave if that exists?
I don't know.
Well, the whole country's hungry now. Let's make some hamburger helper. Good thing we've been saving the meat cave. Do we have any cheese? Well, this is your lucky day.
Going down to the Chetacombs.
I feel like you've had that in the holster for days, just waiting for this cheese conspiracy to come up.
Please pause long enough for me to say it, because I really want to.
That would have been awful if we went to break and you said, I really wanted to say
the Chetacombs.
That joke was so gouda.
Ooh. I think you're a great mozzafella.
Wow, how do you do that? Maitland has a cheese pun website. It's She's really been running good. On the down low. Do one more.
You better not say that again.
Oh, wow.
Steve, you joke monster.
Yeah. I was going to say, you monster have been thinking about this for quite some time.
Oh, Colby cheese, dude.
Ah, oh, breeze.
One more thing.
Going on a vacation to Monterey. Jack.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.